You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com and KDUXWebRadio.wordpress.com. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. We have a breaking news story. You probably, if you're watching television, are already aware of it, and that is the shootings in San Bernardino, California. The death count right now is at 14, with 14 people were killed and 17 people are wounded. We don't really have information how serious the wounds are. But the initial reports were 12 killed. Now it's up to 14. There are also current reports. As I was leaving the newsroom, the police captured at least one of the suspects. We don't know if this is the suspect yet, but there were three people involved, confirmed three suspects. They had ski masks, so they were hiding their faces, and they had body armor, and they fled the scene in a dark-colored SUV. And there's been obviously a search of the immediate area, vicinity, be on the lookout for. And apparently the police, literally minutes ago, stopped the suspect. There was some shooting. A police officer was slightly wounded, and they do have one of the suspects, the wounded one, in custody. They have another one also that was in the vehicle. So we're going to get more information. And let me caution you right now and everybody. I've been through a number of these, and the early information, the first really 24 to 48 hours, invariably proves to be wrong. And that's why I'm very, very careful about this, because I've already updated, before I even posted it, the information on the shooting. And there have been a number of shootings in the news, and it didn't take very long for President Obama to bemoan the fact that we have people with guns, and we make it too easy for people to have guns. Ladies and gentlemen, guns aren't the problem. People are the problem. We have people that are mentally disturbed. We have people that are on drugs, and many of them prescribed drugs that have, they're mentally disturbed. And as a result of taking the drugs, they become both suicidal and homicidal. I won't speculate as to what's going on here. It could be a terrorist attack. We don't know that. It could be revenge for some slight, if you will. Apparently, the scene of this shooting is a facility that helps people with developmental disabilities. Now, that doesn't mean they were targeting that group. Apparently, where most of the victims were attending a luncheon, you know, one of these Christmas functions. And that's where most of the victims are. So I won't speculate at all as to what's going on here. But I do suspect, given the fact there have been at least two other recent shootings like this, one that really wasn't reported was in Louisiana, where 17 people were wounded. There were no dead, and the mass media really didn't cover it. Why? Because the shooter was black, and his name was Mo. Whether that stood for Mohammed or Moses, who knows? But there are a number of things that need to be discussed, and that is, first of all, the way we treat the mentally ill, the mentally disturbed in the United States. That doesn't want to be talked about. The other thing that doesn't want to be talked about at all is that many of these shootings killings are gang-related, drug-related. See, the problem is not guns. Gun is the weapon of choice, but it's whatever they can get their hands on. And the other big issue is this. If you look at the crime statistics, and I have, about half of the homicides, a little over half the homicides, obviously every year the numbers are going to change, but over half the homicides are blacks killing other blacks. And most, if you identify the race of the shooter and the race of the victim, about 95% of the time, it's the same race. In other words, whites kill whites, Asians kill Asians, blacks kill blacks. But the startling number is why blacks represent approximately 12 and 13% of the population. In terms of homicides and other violent crimes such as assault, you're looking at over 50%. That's not what's talked about, because we have a group of people in this country, they mostly identify themselves as progressives or liberals, they're Democrats, that want to eliminate your constitutional right to protect yourself, your family, your property against criminals, as well as those that have issues, whether it's mental illness or drug issues. They want to disarm America. They want to repeal the Second Amendment, and that is where this is leading to. I fully anticipate now both Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and the Democratic Party will make this a chorus célèbre, that the problem is guns. No, the problem is human beings. And the fact that we hold life cheap, that does not mean we disarm the American people that need the protection of the Second Amendment to protect themselves. And this wasn't a pistol shooting. These people planned this. They were carrying rifles. They walked in and shot and killed 14 people, wounded 14 others. This wasn't a spontaneous event, spur of the moment at all. Who knows what motivates them? But that doesn't mean, because of no matter how many mass shootings we have, that the answer is disarming the law-abiding. You see, let's for a moment say that as a reaction to this, and I don't think this is going to happen, but the gun grabbers want this, that all guns in the United States, pistols and rifles, were confiscated from the American people. Do you think the criminals are going to turn in their guns? No, they're not. The police aren't going to do it. The reason we have the Second Amendment to the Constitution is to protect us against tyranny, namely the government. The fact that the American people are well armed, that prevents a tyrant in the White House, and don't think he isn't a tyrant, he's breaking the law as I speak. The problem is we have a Republican Congress that simply would not impeach him, even though they had numerous articles of impeachment that could have been drafted into the document. So I won't speculate as to what the motivation of these shooters are. It could be terrorism, but even though they wore clothing, that might give you that impression, and it might very well be the case. The fact they had to select a place to go, and where they went was the Inland Regional Center for Developmental Disabilities. It's a very, very large facility, and I need to mention this if you're new to the show. Go to my blog, companion blog for the show, and that's pronkpops.wordpress.com. That's pronkpops, pronkpops.wordpress.com. At the very top, you'll see a photograph of me in the studio. Right below it, you'll have links to the most recent show, 60 to 80. And right below it, you'll have my notes, information pertaining to this event. Now, what you need to be very careful of, you'll see a more. If you want more information, click on more. And there's a lot more to this show than just the show. I try to give you as much information. In this case, I have photographs, maps, pictures of the place where the killings happened, as well as numerous videos, background as well as breaking videos as they come in. I'll be adding to this. I also have several news stories and links to them, as well as some background information as to some of the mass shootings that have occurred. Now, the FBI considers mass shootings where at least four or more people have been killed. Many of these people did have a common denominator. They usually were male. They were young. Many of them were treated for mental illness or they had issues. And many of them were on prescription drugs to treat their mental disorder, if you will. And they kill people. Many want to commit suicide, want the police to kill them. And unfortunately, a lot of people are just in the wrong place at the wrong time. Now, there has been on occasion a woman, so I'm not saying all of them are men, but many of them are men. Some are terrorists. This is the major that killed 13 people and injured 32 at Fort Hill. He's waiting the sentence of death to be carried out. It's not going to be carried out under this president, though. So the United States, America, has a lot of mass killers. One of the worst was Virginia Tech, I think the worst. 32 were killed and 17 were injured. That was in Blacksburg, Virginia. So they occur all over the country. Many people are injured. Many people are killed. And there's usually young males, some very young. Now, does that mean people that have psychological issues or seeing a psychiatrist are a problem? No, they're not. But you see, I remember when they opened the doors to the mental institutions in this country. We still have mental institutions where we incarcerate people that are severely crazy. But we have many, many more hundreds of thousands of people with mental illness that are walking the street. Many are homeless. Many are also on drugs. And that's a national conversation that we should have. What are we going to do about that? And I was encouraged when the new Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, brought that up, because it's a problem that I think this country has to deal with. You see, the solution is not to confiscate or ban guns from the American people. First, the American people are not going to allow it. And if any politician wants to make it an issue, be my guest. Because the majority of the American people know what the problem is. We have criminals that will not obey the law. And that includes they don't get their guns at gun stores. They either buy them from other criminals or on the street, or they steal them. And they're not going to turn their weapons on. And every major city has gang problems as well as drug problems. And usually they don't mix and innocent people get killed. And mark my words, and we've already seen it with the president. He had a statement, and I have that YouTube video. Guns are the problem. I thought he was going to really link it to climate change, that one of the effects of climate change is we have a sudden wave of mass shootings. I wouldn't put it past this president. What you need to understand, most people that follow politics don't listen to Barack Obama anymore because he habitually lies to people, and at some point, usually sooner rather than later, they stop listening to it. They don't trust him. They can't wait till he's out of office, and they consider his two terms as president in terms of domestically, in terms of job opportunities, economic growth, to be a disaster. And the same when you look at foreign affairs, where he thinks the greatest threat facing man is climate change. Oh, are you nuts, Mr. President? Are you delusional? Because if you talk to the American people, they're not concerned with climate change. They know to put on a coat when it gets cold, or a raincoat with an umbrella if it's raining, and to take off their clothes and wear short sleeve shirts and pants in the summer. You can't do anything about the weather, and you really can't do anything about the climate. It's not man-made. But I'm waiting to hear, and it'll be in the news, mark my words, that someone will say that the change in climate is resulting in this outbreak of mass shootings. It sounds far-fetched. It sounds crazy. But the gun grabbers, they'll use anything and anything to try to take your guns away. I'm on a gun-free zone. Right now, I'm in a gun-free zone. I'm on a college campus. It's dangerous today to be on a college campus. And most college campuses will still ban guns, even though Texas passed a law, public colleges can no longer ban guns, most colleges will maintain their gun-free zones. They'll have second thoughts when one of these gunmen, whether it be a terrorist or one of these nuts, goes on campus and kills people. That's when suddenly they think about it. I'm for doing away with gun-free zones, really, almost everywhere, because the American people are up against criminals, drug dealers, violent people, people with mental problems that will use weapons. They'll steal them. Many times, if they have never been convicted of any crimes, they'll buy them in gun stores. So background checks doesn't stop it. You see, that's the other point to make. Listen to what these people are proposing, and you'll find they wouldn't have stopped any of these mass shootings. We need more extensive background checks. Criminals don't have background checks. The only time their background is really checked is when they get arrested, and then they find out they have a long list of crimes. Stealing, breaking into homes, beating people up, assaulting them. In other words, a history of criminal activity as well as violence. And many of the shooters, they have that background. Not all of them. So I hope this really does result in a national conversation as to what to do about. In my mind, there's three things that need to be talked about. One is mental illness and the fact that many of these people get a hold of a gun. Many times just to, and hope, they're hoping that the police will kill them. They want, in other words, they want to commit suicide. So they'll attack people. In some cases, they'll kill people. And many times, once they have killed a person, then they'll turn the gun on themselves. I've probably had at least four, five, six shows on this. As a matter of fact, my very, very first show, unfortunately, it's no longer available. It accidentally got deleted from the hard drive. But my very first show was on a mass shooting or a potential mass shooting at the University of Texas. There wasn't a mass shooting, but the shooter committed suicide. And that's when I was learning about the fact that over time, the facts change. I almost had the story from the time it was in the news. And I filed it for several hours, then came in the studio and presented my very first show on this. This is my 585th show. And I think I've gotten a little bit better. I don't like doing these shows, by the way, for a number of reasons. Right now, you have a lot of families in California that are very concerned about their loved ones. There was a school, not a school, there was a facility near where this shooting took place that had blind people in it. And there were some major offices around this area. In other words, it's a densely populated area. There are a lot of people in this area. And when you hear the address, relatives, family members, friends are trying to see what's happened to their loved ones. So in the next 24 hours, at least 14 families are going to find out that one of their members has been killed. And another 17 are going to find out that their loved one is in a hospital, has been wounded, is being treated. I hope the death count does not go up. The problem is when you're shot by someone that's firing a rifle, even a wound is very, very dangerous. Because usually a rifle will kill you. If you're hit, if any vital organ is hit, you're dead. And we're talking three suspects that obviously planned this. And who knows why they picked this building, this event, a luncheon. Now, maybe by the time I get off the air, although I think it'll probably be sometime tomorrow at the earliest, we'll know a little bit more about what the motivation is. We really need to have whoever the people that did this arrested. I was more or less on this story. I was in the newsroom when the first reports were given and started to follow it. I initially were going to cover some other stories, and obviously I'm not going to do that today. And this is not going to be a long show. As a matter of fact, I'm almost out of time. So I'll keep you, obviously tomorrow I'll give you an update, and I'm trying to catch up. Yesterday's show I need to still post, and I'm going to do my best to post this show. I'll probably do the post-production on this show first because it is the shortest. It's a short show, and it will also go on a separate account in Podomatic. So normally I do all the shows in order. This one I'll get up because the last show was on climate change. And it was a very good show, but it was a long show and I haven't finished editing. So bear with me. I'm shooting to get both shows up by 10 o'clock tonight. My thoughts are prayers and prayers are with the families, the loved ones of both the people that were killed and the people that are in the hospital. And I hope for a quick recovery for those that were not killed. And I hope for a very quick arrest of the killers of these people. Whatever their reason or motives, it doesn't justify it. It could be a terrorist attack. It could be revenge. It could be a lot of things. There's no point jumping to conclusions. What I do not want to see, but I will see, is the fact we will have corrupt politicians, bought and paid for politicians, using this tragedy, and it is a tragedy, to try to, if they could, and I don't think they can, but I've been wrong, repeal the Second Amendment. In other words, your right to bear arms, have arms. Remember, that right is precious because it protects us against political tyrants. I think it's more valuable today than even in the past. And the only thing that stops the politicians that want to capitalize on this event is they know that the American people are armed and they're not going to tolerate any attempt by anyone from any political party to take their guns away, grab their guns. So the gun grabbers are going to be out in force. They're going to blame this event on guns. Guns are inanimate objects. Always remember that. It takes a thinking human being to pick up a gun and use it. They could have used knives. They could have used bombs. They could have used baseball bats. They could have used their own hands and arms. They could have used poison. There are many, many, many ways to kill. Really an infinite way to kill. So as long as we have human beings on this planet, people will be killing people. It's good versus evil, where the good people have to protect themselves from the evil that's out there. And it could happen where you are and where I am. I'm sure many of the people that went to that luncheon, that went to work today, the thought that three people would break in and start shooting was never crossed their mind. But it happens. And we need to reduce the numbers. Where there is agreement, I don't want more mass murders. I don't want the body count to go up, but it will. You see, one of the things that's never mentioned in these stories, and it only comes out a lot later, in many instances, these people were on prescribed medications. Either their dosage was upped or reduced, or they were taken off their medication or put on their medication. There is a prescribed drug issue here. And why is it never discussed? It's advertising, folks. It is seldom even mentioned. Oh, you'll hear it on talk radio, but you won't hear it on the news. You won't hear it on your major television networks. So they'll be going after your guns again. And Donald Trump is right. If you're armed, if you have a concealed carry permit, for example, in Texas, and you actually carry your weapon, because a lot of people don't, even though they might have it, you at least have a chance to defend yourself if someone walks into a classroom or a store or a hospital or a luncheon and starts shooting. You'll have an opportunity, not that I think most people are looking for the opportunity, to defend yourself, to shoot back. That doesn't mean people are going to not be shot or wounded, but it does even the odds. It also can be dangerous for the people that do have the concealed carry, because if the police break in, they don't know who the bad guy and good guys are. But at least you have a fighting chance. As long as the American people protect their rights under the constitutions of the United States, namely the Second Amendment, to keep and bear arms. And one other thing, and this is very, very important, should you desire to go that route and buy a weapon and get a concealed carry permit, it doesn't end there. You have to practice, practice, practice. You have to be proficient in the use of whatever weapon you buy. And that's your choice as to what weapon to buy, whether it's a pistol, a rifle, a shotgun, whatever you feel most comfortable with, whatever you feel you can afford. Buy it, but then if you really want to protect yourself, you're going to have to deliberately spend the time and money going to a firing range and keep your proficiency as best you can. Because if you don't, then yes, you can become very dangerous should you encounter someone that's trying to kill you. And that is a problem. That is an issue that needs to be discussed and needs to be emphasized. If you decide to protect yourself, your family, your loved ones, you got to become knowledgeable about the specific weapon that you buy, and you got to practice it. And if you have children, you got to make sure that it's kept away from children, that you have a safe, or you keep it in a place where children can't get at it. And the children are firmly told not to touch it. I remember when I was growing up, now this is when I was a teenager, my father, for a period of time, was a security guard. He had retired from the army, but he carried a weapon, and he brought it home, and he put it in a closet, and he told me and my brother, don't touch it. And I didn't touch it. I knew where it was. Now, when I was in the Boy Scouts, we fired rifles, usually at summer camp. But I wasn't into hunting, so I really did not. I'm a city boy, if you will, so I wasn't into hunting and didn't get a rifle to go hunting. Because I knew there's a certain expense involved, but I will defend to the last your right to bear arms. And I will criticize and make known to you those politicians, starting with the president on down, mainly Democrats, surprisingly, that are trying to take your Second Amendment rights away. So I ask you, as I close this show, that your thoughts and prayers go out to the families of both those that have been killed as well as those that have been wounded. And you spend the time to listen to those that are known, that are defending your constitutional rights as well as those that want to take them away. Don't react emotionally. That is hard to do. It's especially hard to do when you're close to the situation and you've lost someone that you love. So please spend a moment this evening in prayer and thought and reflection on what happened today in California. With that, America the Beautiful. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College. You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com and KDUXWebRadio.wordpress.com.